This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's promising not to give up on voting rights legislation, though it can't seem to make it through the Senate. Two Senate Democrats refused to join other Democrats in changing Senate rules to get past a Republican filibuster. There's another defeat for President Biden this morning. The AP's Jackie Quinn has that.
56% of respondents in a new Associated Press NORC poll say they disapprove of how President Biden is handling his job. Just 43% approve of Biden's performance. In July, Biden enjoyed a 59% job approval rating. But then the bloody U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the president's handling of the pandemic and the economy have toppled his approval ratings.
President Biden says he thinks Russia will invade Ukraine, though he's warning against it. Today, Secretary of State Tony Blinken held talks in Berlin with diplomats from Germany, France, and Britain. Russia has denied it's planning to go into Ukraine. It's accusing the West of provoking things. Retired Pope Benedict XVI is denying wrongdoing after a report faulting his handling of sexual abuse cases in Germany. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The long-awaited report on sexual abuse in Germany's Munich diocese has identified Pope Benedict XVI's handling of four cases when he was archbishop in the 1970s and 1980s. The law firm that drew up the report says that Benedict strongly denies any wrongdoing.
Jury selection begins today in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers who were with Derek Chauvin when he pinned George Floyd to the ground. The three are charged with depriving George Floyd of his constitutional rights. Legal experts say to get a conviction, prosecutors will have to prove the men willfully stood by and did nothing. This is AP News. Actor Alec Baldwin is facing a lawsuit unrelated to the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust.
The suit is being filed by the widow and two sisters of a U.S. Marine who was killed in Afghanistan. They claim Alec Baldwin brought social media scorn upon them after telling his Instagram followers that one sister was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Last year, Baldwin sent Royce McCollum a donation for the family, but in January, after learning that she was at the Trump rally, he criticized her and called her out to his followers. Her suit says that she was there but acted peacefully and after an FBI probe wasn't charged with any criminal acts. For their claim that Baldwin knew all this and still called her out, the suit seeks $25 million in damages. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Starbucks says it will not require its workers to be vaccinated against COVID, reversing a plan it announced earlier this month. It cites a recent Supreme Court ruling. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.